Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
It's time for the destruction of a marriage or some sort of relationship. We call it Great Mate Debate.
We'll get this side and that side. We'll get them straight. It's the Slacker Show's Great Mate Debate.
Yeah!
Got a word wrong in there.
Yeah. Let's go. What's happening?
Today we have a lovely couple. We have,
are they lovely?
Yeah, we have Joey and Lauren, and they're trying to decide what their vacation plans are going to be.
Ooh,
okay. Oh, we're great at this.
Yeah.
This is good. Napa. All right, next. Actually, Lauren won the toss, so she gets to present her case first. Lauren? Lauren?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, there you are.
There we go.
Okay.
She went on vacation.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. What's your case here?
All right, so my husband Joey and I, we've been married for a few years. Mm-hmm. We do not have any kids. And every year we take a trip to my parents' lake house, right?
Oh, so
to see
fun.
My side of the family.
Okay.
Now, this year, my husband has been extremely busy at work, which is okay. And he's only allowed to take 1 week of PTO this year. But because he's been so busy, he wants to skip the lake house this year.
Okay. Well, it sounds like you're giving his side. Why do you want to... Why do you think
it's important for him to use this 1 week?
Right, and he wants to take a real vacation. He doesn't want to go to my family's lake house because that's not a real vacation. He wants to go somewhere like Mexico so he can put his feet in the sand with a drink in his hand. And I'm like, the lake house is a vacation, right? Mm. It's the only time I get to see my family, my siblings, my nieces and nephews. And my husband's saying he just doesn't care because he's not on vacation mode when he has nephews climbing all over him. And because he feels like he has to, you know, be on for my parents, which I'm like, you're fine. We've been married for a long time, right?
Is this truly the only time you will see your family? If you don't go, you won't see them?
Yeah, because for the holidays, we go to his family's house.
Oh.
Right. So the summers we do with my family, Christmas we do with his family.
Do you get any time alone?
We live alone, the two of us.
Yeah,
we don't
okay.
have kids.
But you know what
but
I mean.
Not on the vacation.
Right.
Well, Joey, are you there, Joey?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. What she's basically given your argument, but what is why? Is it just that you just don't want to see family, or what do you want?
Well, I think she's presenting my argument a little bit not as well as I would like to present it. So, first of all, I do care. Okay, I care about her. I love her, and I care about her family. And she's right. I've been really slammed at work, and. What did she say? She said she's been, I was really busy and that's okay. Yeah, sure, it's okay, but it's not great for me. I work my butt off and I'm honestly getting just burnt out. And there's a reason why we don't have kids, babe, because, you know, it's a responsibility and they're loud and they climb all over you and me. And
it is. There is a reason you do not have kids.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, they're always like sticky and like, running into things and stuff like that. It's just not a vacation for me. Right? So I want, just to relax and just wake up late and get a tan and something with an umbrella in my drink, you know?
And you can't have an umbrella at the lake house?
Babe, do you realize my parents will be crushed if we don't come, and then they find out we went somewhere else on vacation?
Well, we don't have to tell them. We won't post anything, and we'll just say that one of us got COVID or something.
So one of us got COVID, and then if I FaceTime them, they're going to be like, why are you so tan?
You just put on a lot of SPF, tan, and you know.
You both are adults, though, right? I mean, you could just make a decision and go, we're not coming this year, and... Your parents are also adults, and they could, they can accept it or not, and you can.
But Joey, I want to get it straight. You have done this. I don't know whose side I'm on when I say this. You've done this year after year after year, right? This has been a tradition the entire time you've been with Lauren, right?
Exactly.
So in your head, you've checked the box enough times. You don't have to do it this year. But in her head, we always do this. So we're going
to
do it again.
I have to go.
I got to say.
It wasn't in our vows, okay? It was just something that we did.
Choosing to love you.
We've been doing this for 10 years. It's just the thing we do every year.
If my husband was being like Joey, he's not my husband yet, but he will be.
Yeah.
If he was like, I don't want to go hang out with your family, and that was the only time I get to see all my nieces and nephews and everyone together, I'd be devastated.
But don't you want to take care of his mental health?
I'd love to, but not at the risk of mine.
This is the 303-222-5423. You can call that number or text that number. Pick a side. I respect what you're saying, because it's like, this is my happy place with my family,
and it's so important to me. Like, we're literally doing this trip. We're going to my dad's lake house with some of my nephews. And I'm like,
fiance was like, we got to go somewhere. Like, you would actually be devastated.
Family is extremely important to me. And I'm getting the same vibe from Lauren.
Would you go without him, your fiance?
Maybe.
Joey, is that on the table for you? Would you let Lauren go while you go somewhere else? Or you want her on your vacation?
No, I want her on my vacation. There are things that we can do on a nice romantic vacation, just the two of us, versus being at a mini family reunion. You know, with two different vibes. And
I think I know what he's saying.
Yeah, I'm drawing a diagram. I'm asking the question of the room and the listeners. Does a family vacation count as a vacation?
Depending on where
it is.
Depending on where it is. If I'm going to lake house, that's a vacation. We're cracking beers at 10 a.m.
A lake house with your family?
Yeah.
I think it is a vacation, but it's a different type. You're not going to get that relaxing.
He's only got one
alone.
Week. One week total.
What if they get blow it on that hotel nearby and they spend 80% of the time with the family?
I know exactly.
It's still, because then they're, why are you leaving? Just stay. You stay
every single
year.
Thing
still,
is like a.
I don't know. I don't think it counts as a vacation, but I think it's what you when you have kids, it's for sure what you do. Your vacations are just gone, because it's like you got to haul the kids around to hit all the different families.
They don't have kids.
I know, and that's what's interesting about this is you could. I look at you guys as like, you are free to do whatever you want, because you have no.
But she wants to see the other kids.
Also, if he doesn't want to go in the summer, then he doesn't get to see his family at the holidays.
Oh my God.
Because if he's taking away
a record keeper.
Yeah.
No, if he's taking away her opportunity to see her siblings and her parents, fine. But then we're going to go see. Mm-hmm. I'm saying my family.
What is
our
the score currently between you two?
I'm not a record keeper. I'm just saying.
I
want
did
my
a
cake
quid
and
pro
to
quo.
Eat it too. And by the way, you get done, Lauren.
Okay. Just 1 year. She's got it every single year.
And it
year.
Sounds like he gets that as well.
Yes, and we do Christmas every single year with his family.
Yeah, you don't have a ton of leg to stand on there, Joey.
Yeah.
Here's the deal.
Well, vacation at the lake house with your family is not a vacation. It's you're always on, right? I'm in with my in-laws. I got to be on with the kid. You're on. Like, you got to make sure everyone's, you know, grilled chicken is fine, and it's you're cracking beers, but it's not a vacation. It's a high-stress environment, is my perspective.
Okay.
I love them. Don't get me wrong, but it's not a vacation.
Let's hang on, guys. We're going to get you a jury and figure out if you're going to Mexico or you're going to... You're very passionate, Erica, and I get it.
I'm really passionate because this is like, not that my fiance has ever been like, I don't want to go. He loves my family. I'm a little worried about Joey and Lauren.
But just 1 year, if he was like, babe, I need this.
Then I would say, okay, and we'll figure out how to see my family at the holidays.
I think if it were reversed, Erica would be reversed. If she's like, I've been working my butt off, I need a break and I deserve it and I'm doing whatever the hell I want to do, you'd be like, go girl.
Probably.
Oh my God!
I understand. She wants to see her nieces and nephews. And it's like, when they're young, you only get so many years with them. You only get so much time when you're not their parent.
That's true.
And when you're working your butt off and you just need your toes in the sand.
Sometimes I want my little nephew to say, Aunt Erica. And it fills my soul.
All right. So choose your own adventure. Are they going to the lake house with family or are they going to Mexico to decompress? 303-222-5423.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're in the middle of a great mate debate between Joey and Erica.
Mm-hmm. No.
I know. It's actually between Joey and Lauren, his wife. Every year they go to her family's lake house for a summer get together. But he's like, I got 1 week this year. 1 week total. Been working my butt off. I want to do something different.
Yeah, I want like a real break. Because I agree, it's not really...
I didn't want to say that because it makes Erica's eyes do a weird thing.
Oh,
because it's not a real vacation.
It's not, because you are on. Have you ever like traveled with your spouse to go see your parents and you get into an argument right before they open the door and then you're like, hi! And you're like, I guess we'll talk about it later! And it's like, then it's just like...
Yeah, I have been there.
Yes.
That's not a vacation. Now, I'm torn because I think it's what you do as an adult. I think family.
You sacrifice your vacation. I think you're not a child anymore.
Yeah.
Exactly. Before we even get into this, someone did text that said he needs to quit his job if he's only getting 1 week of PTO. And I agree. Mm. We should all quit our jobs.
Okay. Lauren, Joey, feel free to jump in with any of the jury members. We'll get an answer for you here momentarily. Let's start with TJ.
Yai.
Whose side are you on?
Yeah. How you doing?
We're good.
Good. So I think there should be a little bit more of a compromise, but I would go to Mexico. I say Mexico.
Yeah.
Yes. Joey, you're such a dude.
Why? Why,
I
TJ?
I say Mexico. Well, I mean, every year, right, you go to the lake house. And so, and then every Christmas to his family, why don't they just change it up a little bit?
Mm-hmm. So then.
So does this mean we get to go to Paris for Christmas?
Sure.
You know what?
Okay, that's you're calling audibles now and like.
You know what?
Yeah.
Make new traditions.
I'm all for Paris at Christmas.
Yeah.
I'm not sure he has a PTO for that.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you for the call, TJ. Let's do. Okay, Lisa.
Yes.
Whose side are you on?
Yai. I am on her side because you know what? Family is family, and parents are not going to be around forever. And
if you could
split up the week and do maybe 4 days in Mexico or 5 days, and then 4 or 5 days with your family, I think that'd be really good. But you know, if you
that's more than a week,
up,
the math
fine.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, the math doesn't. Math. We're all bad at math in here, but we can't. We're not getting 7 days out of your 4 days and 4 days and then travel.
Well, why not? You know, you just got to.
But this is also they're young. Now is their chance to go explore the world.
Right, I know. But what if it was his family and they went to visit his family every year, and if he has siblings and had nieces and nephews? You know, like I said, your parents are not getting any younger. And they're not going to be around forever. And that's just what it is.
This is what makes me so sad. I can't really
thank you so much because I feel the same way. And you know, but you know what? I would be open to doing half and half if that could work out.
Oh, it's just too much travel. You can't.
That also doesn't sound relaxing. No, it sounds like we're here and then we're there. And then we're here.
You just never fully hit stride anywhere.
Like that's, exactly. No. Can I just say that? I mean, that parent line is it's totally valid, but it's the truth.
Just call it a
the moment, every moment
line?
Of every day, right? I mean,
like, Joey, it's real off. Life.
It is real life, but if they're not 90, then they're like, you can't, yes, an accident could happen, but everybody does this whole, you just never know. And it's like, right. Okay.
So are you going to reserve yourself for your entire life? Because you never know. Got to play it safe. Or are you going to live life? Because this is the only chance you have.
I don't think I should argue with Aaron on this one because I think she has more life experience with that than I do.
Correct.
I'll take your advice.
Kim?
Yai.
Whose side are you on?
Yai. You know what? I am totally on his side. I'm sorry. You know, you go on a romantic vacation. He's been working hard. You go on a romantic vacation. You have a great time. And why can't she go on her family to the lake house by herself? Why does she have to go? Why do they have to go together? Just because you're married, you do not just have to spend all your vacations together. I just think there's no reason that he has to go when he loves your family, certainly. But why does he have to be there for every single?
I agree with you.
Guys,
but
can I just say something?
Yes.
He's there for one vacation a year. One. I'm not even dragging him to anything else. It's once a year.
Right, I know, but this is his one time. And I don't think you should go alone. I definitely don't. Because then the whole time it's like, where's Joey? What happened to Joey? And you're just like, he hates you.
The optics.
Oh, he's
of
working.
That.
No, but it's just, it's such a pain
or
in the butt.
COVID. We can just, maybe she can go another time, like between now and the holidays. And she can just, and maybe I'll get better halfway through. And, you know, like.
Okay, and then Joey still gets his way and gets holidays with his family.
Yes. Pascal?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Whose side are you on?
Oh, I am on his side. Yay.
Yay.
Very simple solution. She goes and meet her family and spend a week with her family. He can say that because of his job and his work, he cannot take that week off. When she returns, they both go for a week in Mexico on vacation as a romantic holiday because he deserves it.
Oh, my God.
Mm, yeah.
Your accent got me,
dude. Dude, we're all going to Mexico with him.
I'm sold. Do anything romantic with him.
I'm French. I'm French, so... Trust
Yikes.
Me. That's all
oh,
it
can
works.
Can we go to Paris and stay with you?
There we go.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.